3 Fort Wainwright-based soldiers killed by roadside bombs in Afghanistan last month were memorialized at an on-post ceremony yesterday. From Fairbanks, KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
A traditional 21-gun salute and the playing of taps honored fallen Stryker Brigade Specialist Bradley Lewis Melton and Privates Lamoral Jerome Tucker and Chesray Presley. The combat engineers were surveying a route for improvised explosive devices when one detonated near their vehicle May 16th. Their unit leader for the last year, Sergeant Nicholas Wethington, says the three men brought more than skill to the stressful task of rooting out IEDs.
You can't ever replace their personal tributes they bring to the table, to Melton being loud and real, real out there. And Tucker was our quiet. If you heard a word, he was lucky. But if you did, you're probably going to end up laughing for a few hours because he made it count. And then Presley was our youngin', so he was definitely our handful. But that was what he always had.
Combat engineer or sapper units are the first to venture onto dangerous roads, and Sergeant Wethington says the job takes a special kind of person.
You're the first line, you're the first eyes, so you do have to have the nerves to do it, because you're also trying to concentrate on seeing every little detail that might have changed in your environment.
Another combat engineer, Specialist Dylan Masner, who served with Tucker and Melton on a previous tour of duty, spoke highly of his friends.
Outstanding men. Great soldiers, and they definitely were great friends. Melton was a very good father. He definitely would make you laugh, and he always had jokes. He always made everything a lot easier and a lot lighter to take. And Private Tucker, he was more so quiet, but when he did talk, he had some funny things to say, and he made sure everyone heard him, and great man.
Michael DiRisio was the driver of the bomb detection vehicle the three men killed rode in. The team was on their first patrol in Afghanistan, and DiRisio, still recovering from injuries suffered in the explosion, says the loss of his fellow soldiers was a shock.
Well, when I first heard about it, I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I was still in the hospital myself. I remember them messing with me that morning, because I got sick the morning before, and they were just messing with me that entire day. And I mean, I wake up and they're not here. It's nothing else like it.
DiRisio is rehabbing at Fort Wainwright and says he's not sure if he'll return to duty.
They say I'll have the choice once my arm heals. I mean, it's a big choice. I still don't know what I would do, really. Obviously, right after the incident, I was pretty gung-ho. I wanted to go back, but it's scary.
DiRisio says another soldier more seriously wounded in the incident is also making progress. The three men killed were the first fatalities of the year-long deployment to Afghanistan by the 4,000-member Fort Wainwright-based Stryker Brigade. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.